The actor Hume Cronyn died Sunday at the age of 91 of prostate cancer. His long stage and screen career began with his Broadway debut in 1934. He made his screen debut in the Alfred Hitchcock film Shadow of a Doubt. After completing work on the film, he married actress Jessica Tandy. In their 52 years of marriage, they became one of America's most famous acting couples. They performed together in The Gin Game and other plays, as well as several movies, including Cocoon and Batteries Not Included. They were both elected to the Theater Hall of Fame and received the Kennedy Center Lifetime Achievement Award in 1986. Cronyn won a 1964 Tony Award for his performance as Polonius in Richard Burton's Hamlet. Cronyn was born in London, Ontario. His mother was from the Labatt Brewery family. His father was a financier and a member of Canada's House of Commons. We're going to listen back to the interview Fresh Air guest host Marty Moscoen recorded with Hume Cronyn in 1991.
Coming from this well-known and wealthy Canadian family, what was their reaction when you told them that you wanted to be an actor? I think they wanted you to be an attorney.
When I actually said, this is what I want to do, and I was already at university, and I wanted to leave after my freshman year, my father was ill and really couldn't join in the conversations about what I was going to do with my life. My two older brothers, much older, 17 and 18 years older than I am, they had the responsibility with my mother of deciding just which direction I was going to take. And one of my brothers, to whom I was absolutely devoted, we were a very close family, turned to me during this conversation in which I talked about going into the theater, and he said to me, Hume, how many years do you think you can afford to waste? That was a chiller, and I was furious.
Did that make you want to reconsider your decision?
Oh, no, just had the opposite effect. And I got up and I walked away from the meeting. We were sitting out in the garden having afternoon tea, which was just one of many rituals in the household. And I just walked out of the garden and away down the street and walked for 2 or 3 hours, had dinner somewhere, came home, and my mother's light was still on. And she called to me when I came in, and she said, you mustn't be angry with them. They're only worrying about your welfare. And then she said, I'll make a bargain with you. If you'll go back to college for one more year, finish your sophomore year, and you still want to do this, she didn't say mad thing, but I'll see to it that you go to either the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London, England, or the American Academy of Dramatic Art in New York. I didn't suspect she even knew those two institutions existed, but I think she'd done a lot of thinking about it. I think she'd seen which way I was leaning, and I think she'd made a considerable number of inquiries.
You came to New York City in order to make your mark in the theater, and a casting director said to you, you don't look like anything. Did that give you a kind of freedom then to explore, and others maybe, to give you that kind of freedom to explore a whole range of characters?
At the time, it just shocked me deeply. She was actually, she didn't know that she would scar me when she said it. She was actually trying to be very kind and understanding. She said, Mr. Cronyn, I think I should tell you that you may have a difficult time. Yeah. And I said, why? And she said, because you don't look like anything. That's not the kind of comment you forget. And then, feeling that she might have been offensive, she immediately covered her tracks very nicely and said, I mean that your best chances of getting a job with nothing but an amateur's experience would be to walk into an office where they are looking for just your type. And she said, I don't know what your type is. Your accent is not just like ours on this side of the border. And you dress rather differently. Very nicely, of course, but differently. I find it hard to know just who's going to say, ah, that's exactly what we're looking for.
What kind of roles did you have then early on in your career?
Name it.
You did it.
And yeah, that's been I played all sorts of things.
And that's really continued.
And most of them are a great deal older than I actually was. I mean, I've gone the whole gamut now from when I started. It was, I'm afraid you're too young. I'm afraid you're too young. Oh, but you look so young. But you're very young. Now, of course, it's, but you're a bit old, aren't you?
You have collaborated with your wife, Jessica Tandy, really from just about the beginning of your acting careers.
Well, working with her has been an absolute delight. I mean, speaking generally, it doesn't always go smoothly any more than marriage does. I mean, it's a tough contract to live up to, marriage. And it's a tough contract in the theater to work with somebody over and over and over again. I mean, if you asking these questions, how would you like it if every question you asked, someone else was listening and thinking, she didn't ask that question quite right, or she could have asked it better, or she shouldn't have asked it at all. And you never were free of your job without someone standing over your shoulder and perhaps giving you another opinion, or standing behind you and patting you on the shoulder. I mean, it works both ways. But you work together, share the same bed, the same breakfast table, same rehearsal hall, the same performance, same stage, same supper, week after week, month after month, year after year. If you're lucky enough to be in a hit and it runs that long, it can become trying. And where Jessie is so wonderful is that she understands the need for some degree of separation, some degree of escape, some degree of aloneness. I don't mean loneliness. I mean being left alone.
You've been in, certainly on the stage, television, movies. Do you have a preference for one of those mediums over another?
Yes, the theater.
Why?
The stage. Oh, because I think it's the most difficult, because it's the greatest challenge, because I have a far greater degree of control. Once the curtain goes up in the theater on the stage, it's up to the actor. Nobody can meddle. There's no cutter, no editor, no director who can change anything. The director makes an enormous contribution, if he's any good, when you're rehearsing. But once it's turned over to you, and it's just you and the audience, it is just you and the audience.
Hume Cronin recorded in 1991 in conversation with Fresh Air guest host Marty Moscowane. He died Sunday at the age of 91. Jessica Tandy died in 1994.